Hi, this is Andrew Phillips. Thank you for downloading the Graymere Church of Christ Sermon Podcast. If you have any questions or if you'd like to contact us, check out our website at graymere.com. We'd also love for you to visit with us in a worship service. You're always welcome at the Graymere Church of Christ.
And a few minutes in the first chapter of Ephesians tonight. On Sunday nights, we've been spending time going through what we're calling the big picture. We're trying to take some concepts and themes, things that we see show up all throughout Scripture, and trace those from the beginning to the end and see what we can learn about our relationship with God and about the big picture of Scripture along the way. And so as I was thinking about this time of year, as I was reflecting on the songs that we sing, I think one theme that it would do us good to spend some time in is the theme of God's generosity. One of the first things we realize as we grow up and as we live in this world and in our culture is that we live in a culture that's affected by scarcity. Sometimes there are limited items that we can try to get. In this time of year, when I think about what it's like, it's not quite this way as much anymore, but those lines for those after Thanksgiving sales, you know, there's just something about when you're waiting in line, and I've waited in those lines and gotten some good deals on some things, but when you know there are only a few of these items that you have been in this ad and you're wanting to get one, it kind of changes your attitude about the people you're standing in line with, right? I mean, you might be friendly to them, but you're thinking, I've got to make it to this section before they do, and you're thinking in your mind, all right, how does the store lay it out? You know, what's the game plan? How are we going to get where we need to go? There's just something about it when we think there might not be enough. It just sort of changes our attitude. We've noticed that even in the last couple of years when there have been supply chain issues, and it seems like every other week we're hearing that there's a shortage of something, and maybe it's something that affects us, maybe it's something that doesn't, but we start to sort of realize that mindset where you could walk into a grocery store and you can see they're out of this particular thing, and who knows when that's going to come in. The way we look at the world as we grow up and as we live in this culture is there are only a certain amount of things, and we are trying to make sure that we take care of what we need to take care of. But there's a contrast when we read Scripture and we see the God who is characterized by generosity. We serve a God who shows generosity, who loves us generously. And so in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 begins a very long sentence in the Greek language. It runs, that sentence keeps going until you get to about verse 14. And so even though it might look different in our English translations, we understand that there's one continual thought that Paul is giving here. And by inspiration, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." For just a moment, I'd like for us to reflect on what it means that God has given us every spiritual blessing. If we're looking throughout Scripture, we see at the very beginning, the Garden of Eden is described, and that was a place where Adam and Eve had anything they wanted, anything they needed, it was all right there, including a direct relationship with God where they could speak to Him directly. What an incredible opportunity to have that there. But there's something that takes place as sin enters the world, and it just reminds us of our own temptations. When we see the way the serpent tempts Eve and says, you know, I know that what you have in the garden is great, but there's something you don't have. You don't have this fruit. Once you eat of this fruit, then you'll be like God. That's being kept from you. There's that human desire for wanting something, right? For if I can't have it, I want something. I want to get that. And so that leads to the temptation that takes place, the sin that enters the world. But even in the midst of that, God works to find a way to have a relationship with His people again. And so the Israelites are promised a land. They're going for the land that God promised to Abraham. And they finally enter that land. They get to the promised land. God gives it to them. They don't overpower these armies with their own might. God gives them the promised land. But then they have a hard time staying faithful. And there are cycles of unfaithfulness and faithfulness and unfaithfulness and faithfulness. Finally, they're exiled. And it seems as if sin has once again entered the picture, where now the God who was seeking to be generous to his people because of sin is not going to be able to. But God finds a way in sending Jesus. And now when we become children of his, we're part of a spiritual kingdom. We're thinking about a spiritual promised land. We're thinking of what we have to look forward to in eternity. And Paul tells the church in Ephesus that in Jesus Christ there is every spiritual blessing. Why is it important to be a part of the body of Christ? Why is it important for us to talk about what it means to become a Christian, to put Christ on in baptism? Because that's where every spiritual blessing is found. There is not one spiritual blessing that's going to be found outside of Christ. And the good news is, we serve a generous God. And that generous God has made every spiritual blessing available. We serve a God who shows generosity. And I think that's good news. I think that's good news no matter where we are today, no matter what we're dealing with today. We're tempted to view the world in physical terms and think, well, we've only got a finite amount of resources and just a certain amount of this, but we serve a God who shows generosity. And even if physically things might not be going the way that we'd like them to, we know that every spiritual blessing is found in Christ, and that spiritually we can rest and be assured of his love for us, and we can allow him to guide us through life. And so that's why it's important. Even in a time like this, when we're getting ready to serve and to meet people and to get a chance to participate in something that God has set forth as an opportunity for us, as exciting as that is, it's always important that we just stop and think, if there's anyone who would like to become a child of God, who'd like to respond to God's generosity, who would like to start living that way, reflecting the generosity of the God who created us, we want to give you that opportunity. It may be that you have some questions and would like to talk to us more about that. We'd love to study with you. We'd love to pray for you. If you're ready to become a child of God tonight, we'd love to celebrate that together. We have a plan and a schedule of what we're going to be doing, but I can guarantee that we would not mind stopping and taking time to celebrate a new birth of a child of God. If there's any way that we can help you, let's all respond in the way we live our lives to God's generosity as we leave here today. If we can help you, please come as we stand and as we sing together.
Sinners, Jesus will receive. Sound this word.